Scott?
Actually, I have a completely different motion.
Well, that was my inner Karen saying, you know, just make it on the record. Item 8, presentation of the 2018 Cicera budget versus actuals. Henry.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
After that wonderful presentation on the Capitol, we're all congratulating everybody on a good unqualified opinion. That's
great.
Don't
wreck the mood, Henry.
Yeah, right.
This is a brief update on just one page of that CAFR document. Over on page 67 is the schedule of administrative expenses. So the administrative expenses makes it to the CAFR, but this is a presentation of how the budget compares to the administrative and the non-administrative expenses. Last year, about November, we approved a budget totaling $13.5 million. And inside that budget, it includes a combination of administrative costs for the administrative departments, the executive, compliance, admin HR, accounting, retirement services, and member services. Those are all the departments that have expenses that are matched up against the 21 basis points, the CERL administrative limit. So that part of the budget is what we call the administrative. Then we have the non-admin. That includes our investment team, our legal departments, and our disaster recovery costs. Those are outside of the cap limits, but they make it. The combination of the two is the Cicera budget. And what I have for you folks is on page 1, is a total of the administrative, non-administrative, and you can see on the column there, against the $13.5 million budget, we've spent a little over 12, and the graph there says that of that 12 million, the administrative side is about 77%, or about 9.3. That 9.3 is the item that's called administrative services in the audit report. And the smaller quarter is the non-administrative expense of $2.8 million. Overall, we're about 11% under budget. That's a great sign. And as you break down into it, what are some of the reasons why we're under budget? And you could see going down the third column over under budget, most of it is in the personnel services. We are working on filling some of the investment officer vacancies, and the timing of that is probably reflected there in that variance. So as those get filled, that'll take care of that. In the employee benefits, right underneath that, employee benefits and retirement, we have some savings, and it's connected to this OPEB discussion that we just had a little while ago. We had a figure in the budget that we were going to estimate somewhere in the neighborhood about 700 something thousand for the annual required contribution that we want to put. But in the latest valuation report that we inserted, it was a lower number. And so that's why there's savings there. Transferred over about $2.5 million, funded it, and the way the estimate worked out, it was much lower than expected. Besides that, all the other expenses are trending within our estimates and with our expectations. And this is connected with meeting with each of the department heads and the managers and getting good estimates, trying to figure out where our forecasts are, where our plans are. Some of the items to note is in the operational expenses, we have some savings in the audit services. There's about $185,000 savings there. That's just connected with less work from ICON, the folks that are doing the subledger decommissioning. We had a larger item in the budget for them, and we're going to them less, so there's some savings there. We're using less disability hearing, medical reviews, and that's just connected to the applications and to how we get our workload there. We're trending under there.
Henry, let me stop you there.
Absolutely.
Does that mean the number of applications have dropped significantly so that the expense associated with them has? Because that struck me as a pretty big number of savings.
I wouldn't go as the applications, because they have different timelines, we all know, and Mr. Hoppe's not here, you know, right. He can comment on that, but the use of reviews and outside hearing officers is decreasing to help in the review and to help in the processing.
Okay, I saw medical reviews, so I did. Does this also include our administrative law judge expenses? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of the reviews are necessary to approve and carry out the application, the use of that. We have outside folks to assist in that process. And so the estimate was a higher estimate, and it came in lower.
Right.
And that's where it's trending at.
Yeah, I'm just reacting to the number of cases that we hear mm-hmm. At this board that depend upon medical review seems relatively stable. Most, if not all, of the cases have some type of medical review. So I was just mm-hmm. interested in the decline, if that was solely due to there being either a less expensive medical review, which would surprise me, or less medical review. I'm just trying to understand what that is, and maybe Tim, when Tim's back, we can check on that.
We'll look at that and take a look. Is it a volume issue, or is it, you know, cost, or there's some cost pending, you know, that are coming down the pipe, or some applications pending? We'll try and get some more information to get back.
Okay,
on that
thank
spot.
You.
We can. Page 2 and page 3 is the breakdown of the two costs that roll up into the grand total. Page 2 is the administrative expenses, and these are the expenses that are subject to the cap limit. Our budget was 10.1, and we incurred 9.3 against that, savings of about 8%. Going down the line, you know, we started in our personnel. The biggest part right there is $250,000. That's less OPEB estimate that we thought was happening. And the same thing about the disability reviews and the ICON as you look at the professional services. Our office expenses, they're all trending lower. And it just has to do with we're making better estimates and trying to make sure that we're planning and forecasting for everything.
What's the, Jeff, if I can ask you about the office lease, it just intrigues
absolutely,
me that you have
absolutely. That's a very interesting
a static budget number, and then you have something that's higher
than
what the monthly freight is. So what cause, effect?
And it's as simple as a tape measure and you're measuring square footage. We overlooked a certain square footage site and the math said, oops, we did an estimate. So in this case here, the actual is okay. It was the budget number that was missing some square footage. So I'll take ownership on that one. When you measured and estimated the office, we overlooked that we have some square footage on the other side of the tracks over here. And so we didn't calculate that in our budget.
I was just figuring that every month we write a check to, you know, the landlord, right? And that number, and unless I'm not understanding the nature of our lease, should be static. It should be a 12-month number. I'm just kind of curious that we didn't know what it was.
Part of our effort is to allocate cost on the non-administrative side for our investment office and our legal, because we house non-administrative effort
okay.
there. And so it was in that work where
okay.
we're allocating.
Got it.
That
it's an allocation issue.
It was an allocation issues.
Okay.
So we were trying to get too clever, and when you get too clever.
No, I get it. It just didn't make any sense to me. That makes entirely good sense.
That's right.
That is something to keep in mind on a going forward basis, because with a new landlord, they'll have a new tape measure.
Yes, they
would. And theirs may be made out of rubber.
Yeah.
You know, you got to watch out for that kind of stuff from the first lease, the second lease, the common space, and all kinds of other things.
Right, you have common area load. And that
common
stuff.
Area loads,
yeah,
right.
No doubt.
Henry, would you remind me on the cap, the amount?
It is 0.21%, 21 basis points of the latest actuarial liability, AAL, that's in existence. And that is in our third paragraph, actually the final paragraph of our memo. The AAL, most recently published December 31st, 2017, is $9.2 billion, 21 basis points on that. gives us approximately 19.4
million. 19.4. So we're looking at actual 9.3 versus a cap of 19.4.
Correct.
Obviously.
Well under the limit. Right. It's 10 basis points against the 21.
A lot of headroom.
Yeah. Some headroom, no, that's right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's good to measure. However, we still take a look at what is truly non-administrative and included in that arena, and the sum of the two is the total budget. The other point I was going to make is that there's other costs that don't make it on here. The investment manager fees, the bank custodian fees, the actuary fees, those are investment related, so we want to make sure that we try and bring to the budget all the costs that are manageable and are administrative or non-administrative categorized. Okay. Well, that concludes my high-level presentation. Any questions?
Any questions for Henry? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.